She was like peaches and cream, the princess of my dreams in my sight. She was the type that I would make my wife, to share the rest of my life throughout all eternity, to grow spiritually and create a family, and sickness and health, for better or worse, to death that we both part, whatever comes first. The wedding in the church scene, reception whole nine, no doubt she was fine, cause I was blown in her mind by this mistress I was peeping. I was seeking a chance to get close, and my moment of approach was at hand. How we met was unusual, on a quiet day of business, my thoughts became inquisitive to ask, who is this? Sweetie pie walking by, such a fly pearl, above the average fly girl that I want in my world. Overwhelmed by curiosity, I finally spoke, without a clue that later on she would try to cut my throat. Cause if I only knew what Kimberly was really like, I would've never approached her. I tried to get closer, each day that passes, I wish we never met. I feel so upset, and my heart has regrets. Cause if I only knew what Kimberly was really like, I would've never approached her. I tried to get closer, was done in the dark, will be shown in the light, because she can't hide the truth with lies in God's sight. The conversation was nice, it had all the right chemistry. Asked Shorty what's her name, she said,
my name is Kimberly.
It's a pleasure, my name is Tony, by the way. Yo, maybe we can get together for a little social play. She said, of course, I slipped the digits to a job on the crib. It wasn't long before I was on and where she lived. Rendezvous by phone, invitation to a home. Was I fed or being misled by a put on? Something was shady, but I paid her no attention. Some things came out that Kimberly forgot to mention.
Like what?
Like the fact she had a friend named Will. Thought it was no big deal, so I remained chill. The introduction came, we gave each other dap. Saw where his head was at, thought he was cool like that. Hung out together and engaged in friendly chats. But within my mind, my conscience said, I smell a rat. Cause if I only knew what Kimberly was really like, I would've never approached her. I tried to get closer, each day that passes, I wish we never met. I feel so upset, and my heart has regrets. Cause if I only knew what Kimberly was really like, I would've never approached her. I tried to get closer, was done in the dark, would be shown in the light, because she can't hide the truth with lies in God's sight. It started out cool, or so that it seemed. My friendship with Kim began to lead to other things. Massages and hugs, deep kisses and back rubs. Do I trust that it was lust, or was she showing me love? I received an invitation for a weekend activity, sleep over at a crib and cook out with her family. Knowing how I felt for her, I willingly accept. Not aware that I was in for something I didn't expect. I took a ride out to Potomac Mills and met her mom. Thought I was in, so I grinned. And then it came later on, me and Kim were all alone for a quiet interlude, with no one to intrude or impose on the mood. I revealed my feelings for her to the fullest extent. In the event, she turned off all the lights in the apartment. I didn't know what that meant at the time, cause I was too compelled to let her know what's on my mind. Now it's dark in the place, I followed Kim to the bedroom. We lied across the bed with a soft voice, she said,
can you wrap my shoulders for me?
Of course, baby, I'm with it. I gave her a kiss, she made no attempts to resist it. She unstrapped her bra and my moves were consistent. So I went the distance, became more persistent. I put on the rubber and began to penetrate. She said,
stop!
Next thing I know, she's screaming, wait. I knew hell was gonna break by the look on the face. She woke Will from his sleep and started getting dramatic. She got crazy fanatic, like it was something tragic. Will's looking curious to what had occurred. In a show of fears and tears, she said, I forced myself on her. Will looks at me and said, what did you do? Did you rape her? And Kim and I both knew that wasn't true. I had no one but God to defend me. Though it was over, I still had the raincoat on my jimmy. Will's asking what happened, I tried to explain. Now Kim is falling against the wall, fronting like she's in so much pain. With so much animosity, I couldn't think. Flashback to when she burned up my pictures in the kitchen sink.